time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Weekly show. You've landed on msonewsports.com to listen to us. Where did you find us? Twitter, here, wherever. We're all over the place. But this is a weekly show, and I am your one host. We're talking Merrimack Valley sports, all the way from youth to pro. Whatever is in between, we will cover if it's a good story. So, speaking of good stories, there's a lot of good stories going on in Merrimack Valley sports circles. I mean, you got the wrestling situation. I see Thomas Brown from Chelmsford tweeting that he's had another offer, Division One wise, his third. This one was UNH, University of New Hampshire. Congratulations, Thomas. And then we got things like, you know, Bill Ricco girls basketball beating the defending state champs of Division One Andover. I mean, that's happening. Big girls basketball week, and we're going to catch up with Alan Habino, the coach of Andover, to talk through that Bill Ricco loss, talk through where his team is at. They were 12-3 at the time of our conversation, had a huge game with Central on Tuesday night, so we'll see where that went. But yeah, there was a lot to discuss, so we're going to get right to it, leave no more time wasted, and get on the horn with the defending state champion coach of girls basketball for Division One, Alan Habino of Andover.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest, a repeat offender here, Andover girls basketball coach, Alan Habino. What's going on, coach?
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Good to always catch up and talk a little shop and talk a little hoops with you.
Same, absolutely. And at the time of this recording, we're Monday, February 5th. It is Central Catholic Eve. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. We're going into the Lion's Den tomorrow night.
Wow.
Which should be, as always, an intense MVC battle.
Yeah, heck yeah. And is the season series so far a clean split?
We beat them at Andover right before Christmas, and then they got us in the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Final. So that was so we won one, they won one. We'll see what happens in round three tomorrow night.
Yeah, and again, we're doing this Monday night, so we don't have the very latest MIAA postseason rankings update, but you guys are back to back as it currently stands, right? Andover Central right there in the top 10. What is it? Is it 6-7 at the moment?
I think 6-7. Anticipate we might drop just a touch because we lost to Bridgewater Raynham on Friday night. It was another, but I think seeds 6 through 10 are all very close to one another. Like one result can change the balance of it in either direction. I think the top 4 or 5 teams are pretty solidified at the top there. And then 6 through 11, we're kind of just jockeying back and forth depending on the opponents. But I do think it's great playing in the MVC because, you know, night in, night out, we're getting a high quality opponent. And that can only help you in that little algorithm power ranking that comes out every Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun to watch and it goes up and down. And but you know, Andover and Central have kind of carved similar paths here. I mean, you know, you guys went on a crazy winning streak that Bridgewater Raynham broke up, correct?
You know, we were kind of rolling along. I think we won our first, 5 games of the year. And then Central got us. And then Bill Ricker got us.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Central got us in the Christmas tournament. And then Bill Ricker beat us. And that kind of interrupted a very long MVC winning streak and just winning streak in general. And credit to Bill Ricker, they are a fantastic team, well coached, and you know, credit to them for that win at our place. And then Bridgewater Raynham, I guess a little payback. We went down to their place this time last year and beat them, and they came up here and they played a fantastic first half, and we tried to fight like heck to get back in it, but just came up a little short.
Yeah. So what's the dynamic of this team? You know, when it's cooking on all cylinders, what seem to be the strengths?
I mean I think this team you know, has kind of grown into their identity, right? You know, having, you know, 4 new starters from last year, you know, and really only 2 returning varsity players, and Michaela Buckley and Ella Vidoni, who played you know, significant minutes last year. So we took the first quarter, even the first half of the season, to kind of just identify roles and to, you know, define, you know, what we wanted to be as a team. And I think, you know, hopefully so far we've been playing some really good defense. I mean, we play hard, you know, and we have to, kind of out of necessity. I don't know what the stats say, but I think we're currently allowing less points than we did last year. But, you know, that can change in an instant. I mean, man, you know, teams can score. There's some talented teams out there offensively. Central's got a lot of weapons. So, you know, we're trying to match their intensity, right? We're trying to match their intensity, trying to match their physical and mental toughness. And I think we've done a decent job of doing that. I mean, you know, I think there's certainly things that we can improve on and things that we can get better with. But so far, you know, we've met a lot of challenges that have come up over the course of these 2 months. And I can't believe we're already into February, you know, less than a month to go in the season, around a month to go in the season.
Yeah, right. And starting with the Friday loss to Bridgewater Raynham, the Tuesday game against Central, and then Friday at Bill Ricker. That is a huge, these 3 games, huge, like, you know, test, you know, no matter what the results are, these are like, you know, such big challenges because these are the 2 teams that you lost to coming up.
Right. So, I don't know who decided that on that schedule. It's probably the head coach here, but man, like that's just part of it. Like Bridgewater Raynham, they fit in perfectly in the MVC, you know, just with the way they play and the way they coach and the way they prepared. And then Central Bill Ricker, and then even like down the stretch, I mean, we got a Cambridge team that's always tricky to play, and Chelmsford, who we started the regular season with, now we're ending the league portion of the regular season. Chelmsford's playing significantly better, you know, every day, right? And I think that's a credit to their coach, Mike Crowley. And then we go into the St. Mary's tournament over February vacation. And so the back end of this season is certainly a certainly a bear to deal with. And I think ultimately we're trying to be prepared for the upcoming state tournament. And I think that the way we schedule from the preseason and the way the league prepares us and our non-conference games, I think, you know, hopefully we'll be ready and hopefully we'll still be standing, you know, at the end of this regular season. But I mean, like I said earlier, the girls have met many of the challenges that have come up over the season, and I'm really happy and proud with, you know, how they've handled themselves throughout this season.
Yeah. And who are some of those what's the lineup for that Saturday, February 17th and Monday, February 19th, St. Mary's Invitational, I guess we could call it.
Yeah. So, we're playing the 18th and the 20th. The tournament goes 17th, you know, you either play on the 17th, the 19th, the 18th and 20th. We are playing Oliver Ames in the first round, who I think is a top five team currently in Division II. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't yet got a chance to see them in person yet, but I hope to be able to before that February vacation, before the 18th, of course. And then we'll play in the other part of the bracket is St. Mary's, right, who got us pretty good in the endowment game, which was, you know, doesn't count for our standings and seedings, but they beat us pretty good. And Dartmouth has maybe the state's leading scorer. This girl Kat Cheeseborough from Dartmouth. She is I called her part Caitlin Clark, part Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosiers, and probably part like DeMar DeRozan or somebody who just lights it up in the mid-range. She was very impressed with my sour play. Bridgewater rained him a couple weeks ago, and she had 41 points. It was incredible. So, you know, so again, this is why we play in these tournaments. Get a little different feel, you know, different, you know, there's great teams in every division. You know, in every division. And so that's why when we got invited by Jeff Newhall, the AD and girls coach at St. Mary's, we jumped at the opportunity to play in his tournament because, you know, again, you know, thinking about getting ready for the state tournament, what better way to do it than with those four teams?
Yeah. I mean, if you know, no matter how you slice it, you're going to face, you know, some of the top teams in Division II and III, really. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just mm-hmm. your fate. Yep. And St. Mary's, okay, back-to-back state champions?
Yeah, they've won at least a couple. I think they're currently the number two team in Division III. Oliver Ames is five, and Dartmouth in like the top eight, maybe, if not higher. They've only lost once, so.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Well, you got Oliver. Yeah. Well, this is before Tuesday, our conversation. But as it stands now, Oliver Ames five, Dartmouth seven, St. Yeah. Mary's falls in at four.
Oh, four, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's good. Like, it's good. I mean, I think that's what we want. I mean, I think that's what we want out of a tournament. Like, you remember last year we went to the Comcast tournament in Woburn and we played Medfield, who was the number one team in Division II, right? And then we played Bishop Vian, right, in the finals of that Comcast, which little did we know foreshadowed the state tournament game. Right? Yeah. It was a 4-point game. In that final, and there was a 4-point game in the state tournament, so in the state final. So
yeah,
these February vacation tournaments, man, like you can get a lot out of them. I mean, when I first started, we didn't play in one, and then we just used scrimmages over the course of the February vacation. And now, you know, let's get some game action. And every once in a while, you know, if it makes sense, we'll work in a scrimmage and get some work in, and more joint practice, I guess you would say, than anything else with another team. But like, again, whatever it takes to get your girls ready to play in the state tournament in a very high stakes, high pressure situation.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, this year gives a lot of girls a chance, you know, that were waiting in the wings, you know, from those Hall of Fame departing seniors that you had, you know, some of them. You know, who are some of these players that really were maybe not in the forefront from past teams like last year that are really getting their chance this year?
I mean, and deservedly so. Michaela Buckley gets a lot of the recognition, right? As a returning starter, returning first team all conference player. So, you know, she's kind of the quarterback of the team, and our other captain, Ella Bedoni, who was like the six man last year. I mean, she had a big Final Four game against Wachusett. So they deservedly get a lot of the kudos, but other girls have stepped up. Arissa Dorelis, she's kind of come into her own as a scorer and a defender, and she's just got such an aggressive mentality on the court, which has certainly fueled some of the things that we do or want to do on the court. Gloria Igwe has been an inside presence. She, you know, again, she has a lot of responsibility guarding the other team's biggest and oftentimes best player. We need her to be an inside presence. And Kate Margolis, who is our kind of our shooting star. She's made 5+ threes in a game multiple times this year. So again, it's when you have the luxury of having someone who can stretch the defense like that, I think that's big time. So our 5 seniors and then a 6 senior, Maddie Osborne, that comes off the bench, big presence, rebounding, defense, whatever we need, kind of like a jackknife, Swiss Army knife type deal. She just kind of fills in whatever role we need. So I guess it starts with those 6 seniors, and then we've had other contributions for sure all the way up and down the lineup, because we have 3 freshmen on the varsity, 2 sophomores on the varsity who, again, we call them unseen hours, right? They're putting their work in, their time in, and you might not see it on game day, but to compete against these seniors every day who learned from last year's seniors, right? The all-stars these day. It just kind of carries on the continuity of Lady Warriors basketball.
Yeah. Geez, 5 threes multiple times. You got your own Jimmy Chipwood and Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah. I mean, she just sees the hoop. The hoop looks like it's throwing it into an ocean. So she can really shoot the ball for sure.
Does Coach Abino make them pass 4 times before they shoot the ball?
listen, we say shoot when you're hot and shoot to get hot. So sometimes my Norman Dale comes out in me, but not so much in the game strategy. No picket fence or anything like that.
Geez, I had to have been among the, well, hey, it proved to be right, but I mean, that had to be one of the worst offensive strategies. Like, don't shoot until you pass it 4 times. I mean, what if you're right under the basket?
listen, with a shot clock, we're a little hindered with that, and
that too.
We won't be playing with 4 on the court anytime soon, hopefully.
No, not at all. What are some of those things you'd like to see the team polish as you go towards the last stretch of the season here and get ready for the tournament?
I think there's always a commitment to focusing on one possession at a time. Sometimes, you know, when we get down in the game or when we get up in the game, you know, you can get complacent or, you know, just too urgent. And all of a sudden a 10-point lead, there's no 10-point shot, right? You got to do it one possession at a time, you know, little by little. So I think it's kind of focusing. We have a kind of a saying, WIN, of course, the obvious win, right? And then we also focus on what's important now or what's important next. In the sense of, you know, we're literally looking at the next possession, and then it's over. You make a layup, you got to get back on defense. You turn the ball over, you got to get back. You get a stop, you got to go on offense. So I guess it's just that commitment to the commitment. It's the commitment to the commitment of looking at what's next and trying to narrow our focus, because the mind can wander when you start thinking about other things. And so that's certainly something that we want to polish. And then again, the other thing is we just want to continue to play for each other. I think that's an important aspect of what we do. And that can come in a lot of our actions, verbal, nonverbal communication on the court, off the court, to continue to think of, you know, when one Lady Warrior scores, we all score. So I think that's, those are important things. So yeah, you know, it sounds big picture, but I think, you know, when the big picture thing takes care of itself, then everybody else, everything else kind of falls into place.
Yeah, and especially within the tournament where, you know, it's almost like you call a timeout, you're down 9. You're like, you know, hey, ladies, can we score 9 points in this next possession?
Right.
No. So let's go for 2.
Yeah,
let's go for 2 and then get a start.
One possession at a time. Hopefully we're at no point ever down 9 in a state tournament game, but it could happen, right? It could happen. It happened 2 years ago to Springfield Central. I mean, you know, we were down 24-2, right, in that state final. And we had multiple chances in the last minute of the game to tie it, right? To tie it, send it to overtime. So,
wow.
But again, that's just a commitment to, a great game plan at the start to get us down 24-2 by myself. So I'll take that one on the chin and then put it to the girls to just continuing to fight and continuing to realize that you have to do it one possession at a time. And we were right there at the end. And unfortunately, we fell short, but, it was, those experiences sometimes have to happen, right, in order to have what happened last year where we went, we kind of went undefeated and won the state title. But those things happened because of the way that Central prepared us, Billerica prepared us, Chelmsford, North Andover, those teams prepared us in the league. Some of the ups and downs that we've had, while those seniors were here, and then it passes on, right? It passes on, to the next generation and this senior class who want to, leave their own mark on the program. And they've done a fantastic job with that, and people telling them, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, we're going to keep working because that's what we do. Keep working, we keep getting better. And last year's team, we can draw on some of their experiences, but this year's the 2024 Lady Warriors, they have a lot to be proud of and a lot to show for the first three quarters of the season, and we hope to continue riding that wave.
Yeah, with everything you lost, 12-3, it's almost like you feel like you're talking about a team that's like 6-8. Like you're not.
I know.
This is a solid campaign. Mm-hmm. And, I've never been a believer in the whole, like, hey, we should lose a few because that way we're not fresh. Like, no. But in those losses, though, that did probably gave the girls an opportunity to step back a bit and like get a little more deep analysis, on things.
I mean, we're very reflective bunch anyway. Very want to get to the understanding of the why and what happened. And I mean, we've lost three games by a combined 10 points, right? So, we've watched. I joked to the kids today. We've watched more film already. This year than we did all of last year combined, of last 2 years combined, because this group really takes an affinity to, learning and watching film and making corrections and making adjustments. So I think they're so cerebral, like, let's take advantage of that strength. So, and the losses, right, they're all learning, right? The wins, the losses, they're all learning opportunities. And the season's too short to, to learn by lose or whatever, like if you're the Celtics, right, you can take a loss to the Lakers and that motivates everybody for the next night or, the next night and they beat the Grizzlies by 40 last night, right? So, so again, you can prove, you can make those points in an 82 game season when the regular season's 20 games. Like, there's no time for, what I call moral victories, or there's no time for, I'd rather learn a hard lesson after a win, right? Like, let's get in the film room on Wednesday and learn after we got the W on Tuesday, something like that. Right. Yeah. But I get your point. I mean, I think, but again, to speak to your point, it's about being peaking at the right time, right. Yeah. Being the best team. No one wants to be the best team on, January 2nd, February 2nd, want to be the last one standing, and hopefully, we have the plan to kind of continue to build towards that. But man, like these MVC coaches, you look at some of their success in the state tournament, Casey Grange, Chris Dineski, Mike Crowley, just to name the three next conference opponents that we have. And and even the guys at Cambridge Region Latin, who, we had a battle with in 2020 in the North Finals, right? All these coaches, like, they test us. They test us mentally. That's kind of the exciting part of coaching high school basketball, to kind of, play that chess match with opposing coaches and try to move the pieces around and try to adjust. I mean, you could have seen the gears turning in my head coaching against Bridgewater Raynham the other night, because they were certainly prepared for the game on Friday, and it just creates that sense of urgency in you that you're like, I gotta pick up my game to communicate it to the girls so they can pick up their game against a very well coached, highly skilled opponent. And so that was fun on Friday night.
Yeah, 100%. Lastly, Coach, talking about those who have gone off into college and stuff. Are you getting any reports from any basketball players in the past that are playing basketball in college or other sports or just generally doing well?
Yeah, I mean, let's go through the archive here of who's playing. From one of our first teams, Gia Bramante, she's playing over at St. Anselm's, and so she's a role reserve player.
She go drag down the street. I live in Manchester, New Hampshire. All right,
there you go, class of 2019. So she's still got some eligibility left. So she's playing. Class of 2021. Tatum Shaw, she is rehabbing an ACL injury. She's playing at Trevecca Nazarene University down in Nashville, Tennessee. Like, if nothing else, I want to go visit Nashville, Tennessee, because it seems like a cool place to visit.
Been there.
Paige Gillette and Haley Doherty, class of 2021 and 2022, they had an amazing field hockey season for Assumption College. They made the Final Four, right? So they had amazing, And then, of course, our graduates from 2023, my goodness, they are dominating at the college level. Marissa Kabelski had an amazing fall playing Division I volleyball for Merrimack. She got a lot of time. And
She didn't travel far.
Nope. Nice. I think her house is she could walk to her from her family home. Amelia Hanscom is having a tremendous start to her year in the NESCAC at Colby. Two big wins for them over this past weekend. They beat Tufts, who they hadn't beaten like two decades, and then they beat an undefeated top 25 Bates team just the other night.
And then
lastly, of course, Anna Foley. I always thought, I was like, what's going to happen when she's like no longer the I guess, for lack of a better term, best player on her team. And I watched first game, she dominated from the first minute she stepped on the floor. And her last two games, 18 and 10 and 24 and 14 or something like that. Yeah, she's conference player of the week. So she is having a tremendous first year at Quinnipiac. And so all of our graduates, honestly, it's great to see them all periodically. A lot of them were home and came to the Christmas tournament games. Shay Krikorian's down at Clemson. She's actually playing club basketball for the Clemson basketball team with Jackie Rogers from North Andover. So,
There you go. Nice.
Yeah. So, they got a little MVC connection there. And so they're having a blast. You just love hearing the stories of where the kids are. Brooke Hardock is also at St. Anselm. She's graduating this spring. She's going to be an elementary school teacher. Maybe we'll get her on staff.
That's great.
So it is really nice to see our alumni, just out and about, or just, whenever they're home, whenever they run into them, we get, exchanging messages and things like that. So, it's really nice to, keep updated with all of the great things that they're doing.
Yeah, that's huge. Well, Coach, thanks for the update for that and the team. Big Merrimack Valley Conference, week this week. It's the redemption week for Andover and the Golden Warriors to get over the hump and beat Central and Bill Rickard, have a good springboard into the final stretch of the season here. So, Coach, thanks for coming on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Can't thank you enough.
Awesome, Dom. Thanks for having me. Look forward to coming back. Hopefully you have some good news after next stretch of games.
If you're on in March, that means something.
If we're still going on in March, I will come back onto the show for our little MIAA state tournament preview.
That means, Andover's like, it starts getting comparisons to the early 80s dynasty or something, like the Chiefs and Patriots dynamic, right?
That's it. We'll gladly take any comparison to some of the former Lady Warriors teams from the early 2000s and 2010s for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for coming on, Coach. Have a good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill. Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is the Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. We're back here. Thank you to Coach Urbino for joining us. So we are getting into the thick of it here. We're coming down the stretch, the final third of the season here, and it's heating up big time, and especially in boys basketball circles where our Merrimack Valley representation is thick. Catholic Memorial is your number one team and North High defending champion number two. And then we go MVC, 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 Lowell, North Andover, Lawrence. Of course, things will shake up, you know, big basketball week this week, but the next rankings come out tomorrow. So that factors in the big Tuesday night games, which we don't have yet. That's before our press time here for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Central Catholic is number seven for boys basketball. Andover is nine. So again, the five teams in the top 10, it's been consistent all year with that. Methuen is 8-7 at number 18. Haverhill 28. So now that's seven MVC teams in the top 28 for boys basketball. Let's go over to Division II, see what's shaking there for MVC or Merrimack Valley in general teams. Tewksbury 6-8 at number 28. And that does it for that division for the Valley, the MVC. Let's go to Division III. And you're going to have to be okay with the fact that there's only one team, 26, Shawshene Valley Tech at 9-5. How about girls basketball, Division I? Let's see what's happening there. Andover fell to 9 after a loss to Bridgewater Raynham heading into their Tuesday night clash with Central Catholic, who's number seven. So you got 7-9, Central and Andover, and that's kind of like the rubber match for that rivalry of this season. Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll get in the postseason. Bridgewater Raynham's right behind Andover at 12-3. Chelmsford 16 with a solid 10-6 season. Methuen 28 at 9-6, and North Andover at 6-9. So the ladies are representing as well for Merrimack Valley Sports. Girls Division II, Billerica, again, 13-1. Big win over Andover among those 13. They're number four in Division II for girls basketball. That does it for Division II over there for the ladies. Division III, usually you find good old, no, they're not in that one. Okay. All right. So that's quiet for Merrimack Valley for girls basketball for Division III. Division IV, taking a quick look. No, that'll do it. That'll do it. So, hey, yeah, Andover Central, Billerica, all top rated teams of the state, looking good. Boys hockey, you start with Central Catholic at number 17 at 6-10-1. Andover 8-5-1 at 22. And for Division II, Tewksbury is your number one seed 13-2, and they are ahead of Billerica at number six. Between them, Concord, Carlisle, Canton, Woburn, Newburyport. North Andover, 7, right behind Billerica. And Low Catholic sneaks in at number 28 at 5-6-2. And we're going to go to Division III hockey to see if any teams. Yeah, Shawshin Valley Tech's always in the mix there, 13-1-0. Number 3 right ahead of Methuen, 12-1-2. Drake at 10-4-1 at number 16. So, hey, I'm liking hockey here. Hockey D2, D3. Not so bad for the Valley, I'll tell you. And let's go to girls ice hockey to finish things up. Division I. Your top team in the Valley is going to be Methuen at number 7, checks in at 11-3-1. North Andover for girls hockey, 6-7-2 at 13. Andover, 5-6-2 at 15. Billerica, 6-9-1, 22nd. In the state, Shawshin Valley, 7-6-0, 28. And that does it for the Valley. Let's take a quick peek at Division II for girls hockey and then call it a day. Nope, pretty quiet there. So, but plenty of MVC teams and area teams are high up in those state rankings. We'll see how things go in the postseason coming in March. All right, that's it for this week's show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the books. We'll talk to you next week.